I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Monday, Iraqi forces entered Fallujah to take back the ISIS-controlled city, just 1 week before the major Muslim holiday, Ramadan. During Ramadan, Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset. And although it's a holiday, it's not exactly cheery. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International.
Ramadan does add fuel to the fire every year simply because there's already the sectarian tensions between Muslims and other minority religions in Muslim-dominated lands, whether it's Christian, Hindu, Buddhist. But one of the things that ends up getting exacerbated during Ramadan, especially when it occurs in the summertime, is people's emotions.
Violence tends to spike during Ramadan, making life for Christians in Muslim countries dangerous. Would you please pray for these believers and for the FMI team who's traveling to the area during Ramadan? And when you listen to stories like this, are you trying to figure out if missions is God's calling for your life? Well, one great way to test the waters is through internships. And that's what college student Morgan Summers is doing. This summer, she'll be working with AMG International in Mexico, teaching children with special needs.
I felt God laid on my heart that I should kind of look for something to do this summer and just like get out and really do something incorporating special needs. And I wasn't really sure like what that meant or how to do that. But I thought of AMG, looked on the website and saw the need for help in Pueblo, Mexico.
You can learn more about Morgan's journey and how to get involved through links at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. What we know about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims is what we see on the news. But One Way is inviting you to look at who these people are in God's eyes. So join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week, we'll focus on a different region, lifting up the nations in prayer. Get the details at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.